After the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, was dawning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you this." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Easter Vigil seems to be lacking some things. We did not begin outside with a new fire. We did not process in with the Paschal candle. There were no congregational taper candles to light, scattering that light throughout the church. In a few moments, there will be no blessing of the holy water. And most importantly, there will be no sacraments of initiation. Truly does not feel like an Easter vigil. And yet, in some ways, I would dare say this celebration of Easter this year will be more similar to what the first disciples celebrated. When you read through the accounts of Easter Day, you hear words like fearful, afraid, confused, amazed, overjoyed. They just didn't understand what this was about. When those women went to the empty tomb, and even after the angel told them, gave them their message, they still left fearful, albeit overjoyed. They did not understand what that empty tomb really meant and what it would mean for the world. But then Jesus finally does appear to his disciples. The disciples who had been locked in that upper room, the same upper room that he celebrated that Last Supper with them, locked for fear of their lives, and all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to them. Jesus appeared and gave them the gift of love, the love of God, who loved us so much so as to send his Son to become one of us, so that all may believe may not perish, but might have eternal life. Jesus gave them the gift of faith, so that they would know the truth, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that he has been raised from the dead. But most especially, Jesus would give them the gift of hope. That theological virtue that assures us that Jesus' victory over sin and death is effective. touches each of us even to this day. Comforts us when we look to the death of our loved ones, when we think about those whose lives have been lost throughout human history, that they have not reached the end, but are being welcomed into God's heavenly kingdom. Hope is what Easter truly is about. Yes, Jesus gives those other two theological virtues, but hope is what makes us Christians. Hope is what makes us look upon the fear and anxiety of these days and realize Jesus has triumphed over sin and death. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus has opened up the gates of heaven. And Jesus is still with us until the end of time. That is what we celebrate this Easter. And that is truly what our world needs at this point. It needs the assurance that God is with us. Emmanuel, the Son of God, who willingly gave up his life for our salvation, who was raised from the dead, and is now waiting to greet us in heaven. This is the message of each Easter celebration. But this Easter, we embrace the gift of hope. And we are then called to share that gift with a world so desperately in need of it. Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. And for that, we sing, Alleluia. My dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now, that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promise to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you, do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
You believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
You believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
You believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
I do.
And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for eternal life.
Amen.
Let us now turn to our Heavenly Father and present our needs in the form of these petitions.
For Pope Francis, all bishops, clergy, and leaders of the Church, may God's wisdom, compassion, and mercy guide them as they share the good news of salvation with all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all civic authorities, May their decisions and actions rely on the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to guide us through this crisis. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those waiting to be welcomed and initiated into the body of Christ, may they know of Christ's presence as they await that joyous day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and suffering, especially from the COVID-19 virus, and for those health caregivers who minister to them, may they experience the healing presence of the risen Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died in Christ, may they know the fullness of joy in sharing the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Joan Bell, for whom this Mass is being offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord of eternal life, you conquered death so that all may have life with you. Hear the prayers of your people and answer them according to your will through Christ our Lord.